Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. Sibingelele abalaleli be Radio Pulpit. Sibonga umoya ukukhona buka moyo ngcwele in our midst. Izwi likaNkulunkulu esilifundayo ekuseni kwanamhlanje lilapha kuzaga chapter 8 verse 1 no First Kings. Siyamfunda uFirst Kings chapter 4 from verse 29 to 34. La kuzaga chapter 8 verse 1, it does not wisdom call out, does not understanding raise a voice. Then laphayana kumakhosi okuqala chapter 4 wakhona lithi God gave Solomon wisdom and a great insight and the breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand of the seashore. Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all men of the east and greater than the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than the other men, including Etan and Azrite, wiser than Heman, Calcol, Dada, the sons of Mahol. And his fame spread to all the surrounding nation. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He described plants, life of cedar, Lebanon, to hyssop that grows out. He also taught about the animals and the birds, reptiles and fish. Men of all nations came to listen to Solomon's wisdom sent by all the kings of the world who had heard about his wisdom. Siyalibonga izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje ivese sikhulumile iwisdom neunderstanding. Siye sasho kuqala sathi according to 1 Corinthians 1:30, Jesus Christ is our wisdom from God. And uJesu Kristo is always calling, even today. He always calling since 2000 years uma ehengwa esiphambanweni. Manje is calling us out. He's calling us to be separated. He's calling us to be holy. We asibiza ukuthi sihluke, to be unique. And a statement that leso uNkulunkulu asiricha ngaso. Furthermore, iverse 1 wakhona ku chapter 8 liyasho ukuthi understanding is raising her voice. Uma ivoice iraiswa, it's a sign ukuthi kuyagcizelelwa. It's a sign ukuthi wonke umuntu angathi angizange mina ngizwe. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu uma sifunda kuba eGalatians 9 verse 11 lithi leli lizwi isikhathi, the time and the chance happen to us all. Manje uma sibheka le yikhathi kukhona iBhayibheli elikhuluma ngama chronological time, masibheka ngale yikhathi kukhulunywa ngama kairos time, masibheka ngale yikhathi likhuluma ngama rika time. Ichronological time isikhathi esinaso sonke esifanayo, and ikairos time isikhathi sakho wedwa noNkulunkulu. Irika time isikhathi between imikhuleko yakho nempendulo yakho. Manje uNkulunkulu ukwenzile kithi sonke lokho. Manje ukudlulela phambili, siyabona kuFirst Kings ukuthi iyarivila uNkulunkulu ukuthi uSolomon not only wisdom but a very great uNkulunkulu wamnikeza a very great insight and understanding. Manje like the sand of the seashore. And not forgetting ukuthi the reason ukuthi uNkulunkulu anikeze uSolomon konke lokho, it was not about uSolomon, but in order for him to display ubukhulu bakaNkulunkulu ezizweni ngezizwe, ngoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela lapha kuverse 34 wakhona ukuthi uSolomon kwakuza amakhosi ezizwe azolalela ukuhlakanipha kuzo. And abanye babo babeze bathumele nabantu bezolalela ukuhlakanipha kukaSolomon. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu wayemenze ukuthi ahlakaniphe kunabo bonke. Manje kuba eKelesiya kuba chapter 7 siyafunda ukuthi uSolomon ngokwakhe wathi wisdom makes one wise, wisdom makes one powerful than the ten rulers of the city. Uyachaza manje uthi ukuhlakanipha kwenza umuntu, the wisdom from God yenza umuntu ahlakaniphe and umenza abe namandla ukudlula amakhosi ayishumi omhlaba. manje ekseni kwakho namhlanje ke ku verse 30 iyala isimfundile ku first kings siyafunda ukuthi Solomon wisdom was greater than the men of the east, greater than the wisdom of Egypt. Kuhlakanipha kwakhe kwakudlula abantu basempumalanga nabantu basegibhitha. Ukuze manje sazi ukuthi bawobani labo bantu, masiyazi ukuthi elabo bantu base-East siyathola ukuthi bebehlakaniphile ngendlela emangalisayo. Sithola the men of the East kukhulunywa ngabantu base-Mesopotamia, la u-Abraham evela khona. Kukhulunywa ngabantu base-Babiloni, la uNkulunkulu wabathatha khona abantwana baka-Israyeli wabathumela khona uma ebaphanisha ebeyisa kwi-exile e-Babiloni. Ikhuluma ngabantu base-Gibhitha, la bahlala abantwana bakaNkulunkulu for 400 years bengamakhobo kwakhona. Ngonje uNkulunkulu uyakumenshina loku ukuthi sibone ukuthi even though Mesopotamia was a place lapha bakhuluma nge-first civilization started there khona lapho, ngoba abantu bakhona bebeama-innovator, kusho ukuthi bebeabaqambi be-architect, and at the same time le ndawo yase-Mesopotamia sizwa according to i-history ukuthi it was a best place of the writing. Sasingabhali kuqala ngithi, kodwa kula kwazalwa khona ukuthi abantu bakhona ukuthi kubhalwe. Manje there were people also kuleso sikhathi sase-Mesopotamia ababakha thina namhlanje sikhuluma ngama-skyscrapers. Labo bantu babakha amabhilidi a-strong, amabhilidi amakhulu. Manje even politically bathi i-administration system yakhona yayi very powerful. Manje uma uNkulunkulu ethi wayehlakanipha ukudlula abantu base-East, manje isi sithe Mesopotamia again East iBabiloni. And abantu baseBabiloni that time, they were the first people abaqala ukwenza imali. Namhlanje siphethe imali eyimeta lakithi. They were the first people abaqala ukwenza imali. Ngani? Ngoba in the beginning, before kuba nemali, kwakuyinento kwakuthiwa i-bartering. Kusho ukuthi wawuza nesaka lempuphu, omunye akuphi isaka lani. Kwakungekho mali, but abantu baseBabiloni yibona abaqala ukwenza indaba yemali. And abapriesti abakhona babefundisa abantu ukuthi igolide is associated nelanga, bese isilver is associated nenyanga. Manje yibo bokuqala futhi ababhala ama languages abantu baseBabiloni. Manje ngesilungu kuthiwa they were advanced in geometry and they were advanced ku maths, and again bekwabantu abangama astronomy aba-inventa i-astronomy. Manje siyakhumbula ukuthi-ke manje nezwi likaNkulunkulu ama-astronomy abantu abakwazi ukubheka emkhathini, abakwazi ukwazi ngey'nkanyezi nako konke okwenzekalayo emkhathini. Njengoba nanamhlanje sibona kukhona abantu abanyuka baye enyangeni, abantu abenza into ey'thile, abazi ukuthi isizini ethile. La bantu yibona baseBhabhiloni abaqala ukuza zazi lezi zinto. Yiko lokhu masifunda ngokuzalwa kukaJesu Kristu, ukuthi babona inkanyezi, ukuthi le nkanyezi ayifani nezinye inkanyezi. Inkanyezi ebonisa ukuthi kukhona la kuzalwe khona inkosi. Manje uNkulunkulu makethi bebewise than abantu base-East, uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusibonisa ukuthi uSolomon uNkulunkulu umnikeze ukuhlakanipha okudlula laba bantu bona abaqala benza izinto ey'thile. Kanti kwincwadi ka-Isaiah 47 uverse 13 wakhona uNkulunkulu make khuluma ngala bantu base-Ithi uthi they are stargazers, kuthi abantu abaloku babheke iy'nkanyezi, bepredicta, bekhuluma nepredicta inyanga ngenyanga ukuthi kuzokwenzakala lokhu. But inkinga yabo ukuthi bebengakwazi ukusiza u-Israyeli. And masifunda kuzaga 21 kuverse 30 iyasitshela ukuthi there's no wisdom, there's no plan, there's no that can succeed against the plan of God. noma ngabe bebenaka ukuhlanganipha konke kodwa izwi likaNkuluNkulu izaga pho 21:30 ithi akukho ukuhlanganipha alikho iplani elingaphumelela ngaphandle kweplani likaNkuluNkulu. Manje uma izwi likaNkuluNkulu silifundile lithi the wisdom God calls out and understanding raise its voice according to leper sifunde kuProverbs 6. There's a part of the seven spirits zikaNkuluNkulu. Sibizwa the spirits zikaNkuluNkulu. Izwi likaNkuluNkulu liyasitshela ukuthi there are seven spirits of God. And manje wisdom ne-understanding are the part of the seven spirits of God. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, uma sibheke kuZakha 21:22, siyafunda ukuthi abahlakaniphile attacks the city of the mighty and pulls it down. The stronghold in which they trust. Kuthwani lithi the wise man attacks the city of might and pulls it down. The stronghold in which they trust. Manje uma uNkulunkulu esibiza ukuhlakanipha kusibiza. Kusibizela ukuthi nathi sibe ngabantu abakwazi to pull down all the strongholds. Siyazi nompostoli uPauli ubhalile lapha kuncwadi yamaEfese ukuthi we hold captive all the strongholds. Kusho ukuthi imimoya uma sinokuhlakanipha siyakhona ukuyibona imimoya e-operatayo and siyakhona ukuyesilisa siyakhona nokuthi leyo mimoya ilalele izwi likaNkuluNkulu. Manje khona lapho ku-1 Corinthians 26:1 lithi izwi likaNkuluNkulu, not many of us were wise by human standard, nor were we influential. We became wise and know the explanation of things according to what esifundayo kubani ku Ecclesiastes 6 chapter 1 kwaShumayeli 1 elithi zikaNkuluNkulu that wisdom calls ngani ngoba ukuhlakanipha sikuthola uma sifika kuNkuluNkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma ukuhlakanipha kusibiza bangcwele, it's not about God only but it's our benefit ukuthi sizokwazi ukuthi sikwazi ukwazi imimoya nokuthi sikwazi ukuba ama innovators sikwazi ukuthi sifane noNkulunkulu ngani ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi wasenza with his likeness and his image and uNkulunkulu we know ukuthi is a creator. uNkulunkulu wanted us ukuthi sibe creative ukwazi ukuzenzela i-business ukwazi ukuzimela intene ube nempendulo yakho konke ngenxa yezwi elikuye njengoba nalapho sifundile lapha yana ku 1 Corinthians 26 ethi uma esibiza, not many of us were wise by human standard nor were we influential. Manje saqala ukuba influential nokwazi ukuexplaina izinto ngenxa ye wisdom kaNkuluNkulu eyesayamukela. Manje uma samukela uKristu samukela ukuhlanganipha kukaNkuluNkulu. Kuba eGalatia chapter 5 izwi kaNkuluNkulu lithi we will become wise in our hearts and we will know the proper time and the procedure of doing things. Manje let us come to a place thina bangcwele sithi uNkulunkulu ufuna sifike endaweni lapha esizofana nesizwe sama Isaka, the tribe of Isaka esifunda ngalo ku 1 Chronicles 12:32 elithi kaNkulunkulu that tribe knew the times and nokuthi kufanele ngalezo inkathi benze kanjani ngoba khona isikhathi uma ungenakuhlakanipha singafika leso sikhathi sidlule ungazange wenza lutho. Kanti uma unenhlakanipho kaNkuluNkulu ukwazi ukubona iy'khathi ukuthi this is a season. Mangithi bangcwele ekuseni kwanamhlanje, omnye nomunye uNkuluNkulu umnikeze isizini yakhe. Kukhona le idioma esasiyisho ethi every dog has its day. Every one of us uNkuluNkulu umnikeze isizini yakhe. But manje uma singekho kuNkulunkulu isizini yakho iyafika idlule izinto uThixo akubeke akunikeza zona nezinto akuphathele zona ziyafika zidlule ngani zidlule emehlweni akho ungakhona ukuzibona but uNkulunkulu uma kasibizela ekuhlanganipheni kwakhe usibizela ukuthi uma isizini yethu ifika siyazi and izinto zakhe mase zifikile sikhone ukuthi sikhone ukuzibala manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje njengoba izwi likaNkulunkulu encwadini kaDaniel chapter 2 siyathola ukuthi noNebukadnezar waba nephupha and ephupheni lakhe siyezwa izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi wabiza ama-magician aseBhabhiloni wabiza ama-enchanters ama-sorcerers kusho ukuthi iy'nyanga ezaseBhabhiloni wabiza nabo laba sithi abantu ama-astrologers abakwazi ukubheka inyanga phezulu nezinto zaphezulu lithi wababiza ukuthi zani nizochaza ngaleli phupha lami but izwi kaNkulunkulu lesitshela ukuthi labo bantu bahluleka ukuthi bakwazi ukuchaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini seke babize bonke ngani ngoba bekukuhlanganipha bekungasukuhlakanipha lokhu kwakankulunkulu until kwenzeka ukuthi kuyolandwa manje uDaniel bangcwele kwalanda uDaniel izwi kankulunkulu liyasitshela lapha yana masifunda kuDaniel chapter 2 from verse 27 to 49 lithi leli lizwi from verse 27 to 49 Daniel replied, no wise man and charter magician or diviner can explain to the king the mystery he has asked about. But there is God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the days to come. Your dream and the vision that passes through your mind as you lay on your bed are this. As you are lying there, O king, your mind turned to things to come, and revealer of mysteries showed you what is going to happen. As for me, these mysteries has been revealed to me, not because I have greater wisdom than other living men, but so that you, O king, may know the interpretation and that you may understand what went through your mind. You looked, O king, and there before you stood a large statue, an enormous dazzling statue, awesome in appearance. The head of the statue was made of pure gold, its chest the arms of silver, its belly and the thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its partly iron and partly baked. While you were watching, a rock was cut out, but no human hands. It struck statue of his feet and iron, and the clay smashed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, and the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces, and the same time became the chaff and the threshing. Manje lapho siyabona bangcwele. Uma uzoyifunda yonke, siyathola ukuthi uNebukadnezar uNkulunkulu wayimbonisa ngemibuso ezoba khona in all the generation ukuthi kuzokwena lo mbuso udlule kungene lo udlule ebengakwazi kuyichaza enokuhlakanipha enabantu baseBhabhiloni abahlakaniphilayo ababiza elithi zikaNkulunkulu ithe mabangakwazi nokuchaza ukuthi uphupheni kwadingeka ukuthi babulawe bonke until uDaniel a stepper in forward eyobuza ukuthi mara wayifanele ukufe abantu abangaka ngani ngoba bengakwazi ukuchaza wathi imake enkosi Nebukadnezar mina nginoNkulunkulu okwanokuhlakanipha konke kwasemhlabeni ngizokuchazela ukuthi uphupheni hayi interpretation nje yephupha kodwa ukuthi uphupheni manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje yizinto bangcwele uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi size sifinyelele kuzo ukuthi ekuhlakanipheni kwethu masibe nokuhlakanipha kukaNkulunkulu ngani ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu kuJames kuJakobi kincwadi kaJames liyakhuluma ukuthi kukhona ukuhlakanipha ikuhlakanipha kubili kukhona ukuhlakanipha kukaNkulunkulu nokuhlakanipha kwezwe ngoba lithi lana kuncwadi kaJakobe 3 lithi who is wise and understanding among you let him show it by his good life by the deeds done in the humanity that comes from wisdom But if harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it, deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it is the earthly, unspiritual of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you'll find disorder and every evil practice. Manje kukhona loku kuhlanganipha sesivala bangcwele okuletha isitha okuletha imfundo kanti nokuhlakanipha kaNkuluNkulu. Manje uNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje usibizele ukuthi size ekuhlakanipheni kwakhe okutholakala kuJesu Kristu ngegama likaJesu. Ekuseni siyabonga ukuthi manje umbuzo wami ukuthi wena sokutholile na lokho kuhlakanipha okuvela kuKristu ngokumamukela abe inkosi nomsindisi wempilo zethu. uNkulunkulu asenze kahle. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.